Podcast.ph can be downloaded for free on iTunes by typing podcast.ph programs. You can also listen on Podomatic, Spreaker, Stitcher, Clamor, YouTube, and our official URL, podcast.ph. Like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+. Podcast.ph, the most active and fastest-growing podcast network in the Philippines.
Money, wealth, assets, opportunities even, that you may lose.
You must ask yourself if you love the people, because the only thing that can bind you to the people you serve is love. Ambition is not enough.
I have discovered the power of kindness, and that has made me a radical optimist. That's why I stay away from politics and from religion.
Countries that take unilateral action or coercive action actually like Pinoy personally.
It's not a beauty contest who's ahead of who, yeah.
Yes, we've been all irrelevant before, and I think we'll all be irrelevant again.
Martin's Man Cave on podcast.ph.
Welcome to the 77th episode of Martin's Man Cave here on podcast.ph. My name is Martin Andanar. This episode of Martin's Man Cave is special because we have decided to make this particular episode available on video. Though we had a few on video before, like former President Fidel Ramos, Mayor Rodrigo Duterte, Mayor Herbert Bautista, Senator Sonny Angara, and even Congressman Win Gatchalian. But this time it is different because from here on the rest of our up-and-coming podcasts will be on video. Our guest today was born on March 25, 1963, in Florida Blanca, Pampanga. He is my colleague at TV5 Network, and I join him in our news management committee headed by Luchi Cruz Valdez. Danton Remoto finished his several master's degree at the University of Stirling, United Kingdom, Ateneo de Manila, and currently taking up or finishing his PhD in English Studies at the University of the Philippines, Diliman. He finished his undergraduate course at the Ateneo de Manila University, and he has also attended other graduate schools like the Rutgers University, Department of English, and he also went to the National University of Singapore and the National University of Malaysia. That's how they call it there. Malaysia. Diba?
Malaysia.
Danton, before he joined TV5 Network, he also worked at the United Nations Development Program, and he was also still is a professor at the University, Ateneo de Manila University, and he lectured at the Rutgers University in the U.S., and he also worked for a year at the Batasan Pambansa, no? And he wrote also for, did you write at the Batasan Pambansa?
Editor.
Okay, editor and writer, Office of the Media Affairs. What's this, 1983 to 84, Media Affairs of?
Greg Sendanya.
Okay. Greg Sendanya.
Bureau of National and Foreign Information.
Okay, all right. I'm not going to mention his numerous awards and distinctions because there's really just a lot. It's astronomical. And I'm also not going to mention all of the books that he has published. And he has another one up and coming. Danton, by the way, is also the founder of Ladlad. It's a nonprofit organization that fights for the rights of the LGBT in the Philippines. The original, if I'm not mistaken, Danton. Original kaya, di ba? Without further ado, please welcome Professor Danton Remoto. Thank you so much for allowing me to document your life.
Thank you, Martin, for welcoming me to your man cave.
Oh, yes. In this man cave, I only invite the people that I like. I don't invite people I don't like.
Thank you.
I only invite the people I think who deserve to be immortalized. before I used to say on Rich Audio Podcast, but now on Rich Audio and Video Podcast. Kwento mo nga sa aming buhay mo, paano ka ba lumaki, saan ka ba lumaki, and who are your parents?
I was born in Basa Air Base, Pampanga. My father was military, was a soldier, no? And my mother was a music teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up in a in an air base where the teachers were very good. No, you know, the old teachers who very strict, no? So you must learn how to write, how to read, you have to study hard. So that's my upbringing. And then later I went to Catholic schools, no, Don Bosco, Pampanga, and then later Ateneo de Manila University. I remember my father always told us just to study hard, just to study hard, no. He went to law school. He was a working student, no. AB Poli Sci and then law school. And then my mother always said the same, just study hard, no? Just study hard. So my background is just to study hard. And my father said always be fair to everyone and always don't let anybody bully you. Just do your work well, whether you're studying or you're working. So the upbringing is very Catholic, no? And that's what I did, no? I went to... when I was in high school, I won in a national writing contest, no? The prize was a college scholarship and then 3,000 pesos and 5 albums of ASEAN stamps, because there were only 5 ASEAN countries then. It was the ASEAN letter writing contest. So I went to school. I chose Ateneo because Ateneo was near my house. Near my house in Project 4, no? So I went there, and later I got an MA from Ateneo and then a scholarship in Britain. Why did I take up publishing? No?
Why?
Why? Mm-hmm. I got accepted in University of London and other better sounding schools. But this was after Marcos left the country and there was no publishing industry. So I said I would rather work in publishing to produce books and textbooks for Filipinos. So I came back and headed Ateneo's publishing office for 10 years. So what I did, I produced textbooks that made money. From the money, I published literature books, literary books, break even lang, no? So parang ano yan, Robin Hood, no? For 10 years, and then after 10 years, I took up graduate studies in Rutgers University. Mm-hmm. Again, why Rutgers? I got accepted in Berkeley, I got accepted in Columbia, in New York University. I went to Rutgers because it's a public school, no? Kasi when you go to these private schools, it's different, no? I want to meet a cross section of the American population. Mm-hmm. And if I study in Berkeley, there are so many Asians.
Yes.
Doon ako sa ano.
Parang hindi ka nalayo sa Pilipinas.
Ayun nga. But I was stupid because Berkeley was the number one school in English. Mm-hmm. It accepted me, but I went to Rutgers, which is like number 15, but that's okay, no? The schools don't matter when you go to graduate school, no? It doesn't matter. What matters is you, no? Did you learn anything from your teachers?
Mm-hmm.
From the city where you live? Kasi Rutgers was 30 minutes from New York.
And you wanted to be New York.
I wanted to be there, but the rent was so expensive, no? Mm. The Fulbright allowance was only $500 per month for rent.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi pwede yan sa New York, no? Sa New Jersey, Rutgers, $500 was enough. So I went there, and then I came back here. No?
Uh-huh.
I had a teaching job in Rutgers, but I came back here. I always come back to the Philippines, Martin. And then I continued teaching in Ateneo. Took up my PhD in English in UP, and then I got an offer from United Nations to work. But UN said you cannot work full-time for Ateneo, so I had to retire early to work for the UN for 3 years. And then Luchi Cruz Valdez, I saw her. I've known her many years. Luchi said, you come join us because it's a new station. We need help with research, with training of reporters. That's why I'm with TV5 for the last 4 years. That's my story.
In a nutshell.
In a nutshell, no?
But I'm sure there's a more to it, right?
Then I founded LADLA, the LGBT group.
Yeah, the LADLA.
The first in the Philippines.
But you founded that group before you joined TV5.
Before I joined TV5, no, I founded that group. And then we ran in 2010. We lost by 10,000 votes, no? And then in 2013, the start of automated elections, we lost by so many votes. Now I wonder what happened, no? How can you lose? We lost by 50,000 votes, no? So
who inspired you to organize LADLA?
What happened was, you know, every election, Martin, I leave the Philippines. In 1998, when the partyless system started, four people were giving me money, no, to start a gay, lesbian party. I said, no. So I left the country in 1998. Next election, 2004. And then I left the country. I went to Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
In 1999, I went to the U.S. In 2004, election ulit, I went to Singapore. And then in 2007, election ulit, I wanted to leave. But the young people said, no, let's organize this party. And then COMELEC didn't allow us to run. In 2010, there was an election. We were allowed to run, but I had to bring the COMELEC to the Supreme Court, like Grace Pona with the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
We won, but we were allowed to run 3 weeks before the election. So we had no money. We only had like 1 million pesos. We lost by 10,000 votes.
What was the crossroads or the Rubicon that made you the go-to guy when we talk about LGBT issues?
What happened? I really don't want to be a politician, because what happened was when I came back in 1990 from Scotland, I joined the Library Foundation and CATLO. We didn't talk about LGBT rights. We were talking about HIV prevention. So we had the program, and then we had programs on LGBT spirituality. Meron pa yan. And then LGBT relationships with family and friends. Wala pang rights. No, walang political rights. Then later, I analyzed, wait a minute, if you have all these things, no, LGBT advocacy, HIV, spirituality, but if you don't have political rights that are in the law books, wala rin yan. So we formed LADLA. I formed LADLA in 2003 because we wanted to run in the partyless system. Mahirap pala. Because everybody, at the beginning, many people were against us in the beginning, no, even COMELEC. But now, the problem now is the partyless system is open to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So even the big parties, and they have a lot of money. And then with the automated system, some people say you can now buy votes through the PCOS machines. No, so we're not running in 2016. Yeah. In 2019, we might run. Padaanin muna natin.
you're against buying of votes. But what made you the natural person to stand up for the rights of the LGBT? Meron bang nagtulak sa'yo na kaibigan mo? Or, I mean, there's so many gays that are open now.
At now na lang. Dati, 2 or 3, wala. Konti lang.
Konti lang. So, kahit na maraming gay na magaling, doktor, abogado.
Yeah, they're in the closet.
Pero takot lumabas.
Yeah, yung 203 are supporters then and now. Si Boya Bunda. No? Boya Bunda was our inspiration and one of our funders. And then at the beginning, Ricky Reyes. No? But si Ricky Reyes was not heavily into political rights. Ang sabi lang niya, yung employment. No?
Mm-hmm.
So I talked to so many people, no, to gay businessmen and gay teachers. Mm. They said, you run, but we'll just be behind the scenes.
So how did you organize it? How did you start?
I organized it by talking to groups of people, like groups of gay men, and I included the lesbians. In the U.S., gays and lesbians are separate. Sabi ko, no, we should work together, no, gays and lesbians. Later, the transgenders came, no? Yung bisexuals, konti lang yan because they're almost invisible. And then, at the beginning, it was okay, you know. And then later, I think the problem, not just with us, but with other Philippine groupings, is when the factions begin, no? Yung mga factions, yung mga intrigues.
Oh.
Especially when I took a leave because I work with the United Nations, no? So sabi ko sa mga bata, you take over. Boyabunda has funding now for us. And then that started, I think, the problems with intrigues and factionalism, no? Which happens to all organizations, mm-hmm. no? Especially mm-hmm. Philippine groups. But now I'm back, no? I'm back with the group, and we have minimized. Kasi what I noticed, you just talk to, if there are facts, you just talk to people, ask them what they want. Mga kulang lang sa pansin, no? Oh, they want this, they want that. I cannot offer you money. But if we win, we can have projects for everyone. No? We can have projects for everyone because we have money in Congress if we win.
How many members do you have right now?
Yung aming, as of 2013, we only have 5,000, no, yung registered because the others are not registered, uh-huh. no, like Filipino Chinese, we have the Muslims, gay Muslims, we have the professionals, they're not listed officially because COMELEC asked for a list. We gave them a list in 2013. We gave them around 5,000 names, mm-hmm. no, mm-hmm. but we cannot put the others.
COMELEC needs 5,000 for you to be able.
COMELEC needs a list of members, so yeah. we gave them our list of members.
5,000.
COMELEC wanted names, address, cell phone number, email. So we said,
yeah.
we can only give you names and email address. We cannot give you the phone number.
So they, that's the reason why they disqualified you.
No, in 2010 they disqualified us allegedly because of immorality. Ako pa. No, I'm a Catholic teacher in Catholic school. They accused me uh-huh. of immorality uh-huh. and as being a threat to the youth. Even the Jesuits called me up. The Jesuits told me, they said, it's unthinkable for COMELEC to say that of you. I've been teaching for like almost 30 years now, no? So the Jesuits were siding with me. Sabi ko, hayaan nyo na yan, Father, because we will win the legal battle. And we won the legal battle.
And you won.
Mm-hmm. And the COMELEC people who turn us down are now retired, no? Or facing corruption charges. So there's a God.
You're talking about Abalos.
Abalos, dinern down niya kami, di meron siyang corruption charges, allegedly corruption charges, and then the others have retired. They're old.
That led you to run for office again in 2000.
I ran in 2013. So we lost.
No? And that was a few months after.
In 2010 they ran. I did not run in 2010.
Nag-decide ng Supreme Court na yeah. no, pwedeng tumakbo ang ladlad.
Uh-oh.
So what's the ruling ba? So they lost in 2010. You ran again in 2013.
You can only run twice.
And if you lose twice,
you have to apply. If you lose twice, you have to take a break. No.
For one election.
One election, then you run again.
So 2019. Ang pwede. Oh, okay.
So break muna. Okay lang.
So hindi mo tinan yung experience ni Harvey Milk?
Si Harvey Milk. I studied his life story, yung film in his books. Si Harvey Milk, una is an activist, long hair, no? Talagang bohemian. Then later, naka-coat and tie na siya, naka-short hair. And then he began talking to the other groups. Because if you're a politician, you have to talk to people you do not like, no? So Harvey Milk learned to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Ako naman, I talk to all, like all the people running for president. Uh-huh. We've met them, no? I've talked to.
Sinusuri niyo na gusto.
Yeah, I've talked to all of them, and then many politicians are offering money, and some of them are offering dirty money. So pass na lang tayo dyan, no? Mm-hmm. But you just talk to. I think people chose me as their leader because they said. Kasi you can being politicians naman, Martin, you can talk to them on a one-on-one basis. Mm-hmm. Just don't accept the dirty money. Just be friends with them. Mm-hmm. Because kunyari nakikimeeting si Senator X or Congressman Y, he asked for a meeting. So you should meet him or her, no? And other people don't want that. You just meet the person. Mm-hmm. Di wala namang mawala sa iyo, di ba? You just meet them.
When you went out in the open in 2003 with the ladlad.
With the ladlad, politically.
Politically, no? Was this late already? if you base it on the standard of the Western countries of how the LGBT movement has really gone forward.
Actually, ang Philippines is always 20 years late, no? Like, uh-huh. sa US, ano yan, 1969. So, plus 20 years, 1989, no? Mm-hmm. When I came back, 1990, ako, I came back from mm-hmm. Scotland. We started meeting, no? We had Library Foundation, we had GATLO. Mm-hmm. These are not political, no? They are about HIV, as mm-hmm. I said earlier, spirituality. But I said, and this is what I want to clarify, I said, we need a gay group. Not because I want to be a politician. Kasi if I want to be a politician, 1998 pa, no? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a reluctant politician. No? I really don't want. It's difficult, no, to run. But if young people talk, you cannot say no to young people. Kasi young people, kami na hong bahala sa internet, social media, Jollibee lang bayad nyo sa amin, ganyan, no? So we have money naman for Jollibee, no? So if young people talk to you, they're so idealistic. Mm. And then you have this transgender, yung beauty parlor workers, yung binubugbog, you know, piniperahan. So we give them, we have a legal team, we give them free lawyers. So in short, you in our small way, we have won, I think, 10 legal cases, no? Yung mga binubugbog na bakla, harassment, dinanaka. We have won 10 cases and then we ran twice, no? We almost won in one election, no? So, in 2019, we're going to run again.
How prejudiced is our society to members of the LGBT?
It's better now, no? You know, now 2015, when we started in 1990, terrible, no? We were just giving stickers, yung HIV awareness mm-hmm. stickers. Ayaw hawakan ng mga tao, ay no, pambading lang ho yung ano, HIV. And then came si Dorzura Cortez, mm-hmm. na nag-asawa ng foreigner. And then the female sex workers, nakikita nila, ay, yung HIV AIDS pala. It's for, it can hit anybody or anyone. Yes, mm-hmm. Ngayon nga, ang latest ngayon is the OFW, yung mga ating mga seafarers, no, yung sumasampa sa barko, they go to Russia, to Brazil, and meet these beautiful Brazilians and Russians have unprotected sex. They come back and have sex with their wives and girlfriends. Mm-hmm. So, ang ating pong HIV AIDS, nag-jump na po sa heterosexual population. It's now men have sex with men and OFWs.
Talagang,
yan ang target, yan ang malakas ngayon. Especially men.
Mm-hmm. Pero sa mga batas natin danto, no, I see that there are so many laws that should be changed or that should undergo debate in Congress, particularly with regard to gays. For example, pag yung dalawang mag-asawa na ay mag-asawa partner na gay and then And then you adopt, for example.
Ay, oh, adoption. Oh.
Adoption. Oh. Bawal yun.
Ganito yan. We had Senator Raul Rocco in our forum in 1998. He ran for president. Sabi ni Senator Rocco, who was for LGBT rights, sabi niya, Danton, ang DSW, ganito yan. Oh, sa adoption, even if you're single, you can adopt as long as you are qualified financially and then you have moral integrity. Pwede yan. Sabi ko, but Senator, DSW is it only a male and female who are married? Sabi niya, no, that's only their interpretation. We can contest that in law. So like my gay friends, yung may-ari ng the library, yung Singalong Bar, si Andrew, the daughter of his labandera, inampun niya, college na ngayon. So you can adapt as long about, as you have a standing in the community.
In some countries, one of the partners can apply for maternity leave.
Ah, talaga?
Yeah.
Oh, meron na palang ganyan. Oh, mag-aalaga ng bata.
Mag-aalaga ng bata, di ba? So kung nag-adapt ka, siyempre may mag-aalaga.
Oo.
So pwede mo.
Pwede. Eh, dito kasi nag-aalaga yung yaya natin.
Mm-hmm.
Si Yaya Dab.
Ano yung mga pangunahing batas na sa palagay mo ay dapat i-amend? Marriage?
Siguro i-push muna natin yung sa aming saladlad, yung anti-discrimination bill na mm-hmm. na no discrimination in the workplace, in the schools. Mm-hmm. Sa iba kasing schools, hindi nakakapasok yung, for example, yung mga transgender, no? Nahihirapan na silang pumasok. Iba namang mga banks, they have discrimination against straight men. So it's discrimination in the workplace and the schools. Number two, yung inaano namin, yung kung may funding kami later, house for the golden gays, yung matatanda, because some of them were abandoned by their families, no?
Mm-hmm.
And then pangatlo, yung maybe in the key cities, meron tayong library or resource center, information LGBT rights and HIV AIDS, kasi mataas ang HIV AIDS incidence. And then number four, yung to promote livelihood programs for, meron din kasing disabled na LGBT, tsaka mahihirap, no? Ang COMELEC in 2010 told me, Professor Imot, you cannot run because LGBTs, especially gays, are rich like Boyabunda and Ricky Reyes. And then I told him, that's only two people and they came mm-hmm. from very poor families. Si Boy, tsaka si Ricky Reyes was a taga-janitor ng beauty parlor. Si Boyabunda was a scholar in Ateneo, no? He really worked hard. And these two people rose from the ranks. Konti lang yan, marami pa rin talagang mahirap na LGBT, no? So it's really an economic, sabi ko, kung LGBTs reflect, the economic situation of LGBTs reflect the national situation.
Mm-hmm.
In short, 70% are poor.
Because most of the gays that are visible or conspicuous are the ones who have money.
Mm-mm.
The
si
ones
like
who are
Joel.
Yeah, the ones who are doing well, like you, your
si
professor,
Joel
professor.
Ng, ano, aficionado.
Si Joel, si Boyabunda, si
Vice Ganda.
Vice Ganda, tapos of course the,
si Ricky,
you know, the, your daily, you know, yung mga beautician, no? Mm-hmm. may siyempre may kaya din 'yon kasi
may
trabaho, no? So marami pang marginalized mm-hmm. members of the LGBT.
Yung beauty parlor workers, they don't have a daily salary. They don't have salary. They get only a commission.
No? So, hindi regular.
Hindi regular.
Contractual ba rin?
Contractual din. Ah. And then, yung mga lesbians na mga conductress, yung iba, bus conductor ng bus, security guard, contractual din.
I've always thought, I've always wondered, no? You see gays and they're always gay. They're always happy. You know, they're always energetic and
parang ano,
and they look actually good. They look clean and prim and
presentable.
Yeah, what ano bang meron yung gay culture sa Pilipinas?
Hindi kasi sa yung gay culture, kailangan ano yung maganda itsura mo. Ako nga, pinapagalitan lagi Martin, my hair daw, like si Cesar Line or makeup artist, every morning, ay naku sir, ang pangit-pangit ng buhok nyo. Kasi we don't have time naman to arrange ourselves. No? Kami ni Martin, takbo ng takbo sa trabaho.
Yeah.
We run from studio to studio. Yeah. So yung gays talagang gusto nila, you look well, presentable. Hindi naman kailangan magandang damit mo, malinis, no? Kasi yung maybe our training upbringing is, okay, gay ka, you study hard na and then you look good. Para people don't make fun of you. So that's the, parang ano, yung ihanda mo na yung sarili mo and then you study hard, you work hard. Parang you always have to work harder than the rest.
If you're gay.
Of the population. Yun yung parang
sa newsroom.
Siguro sekuro, di ba sipa, dami bakla sa. Pero talagang ano sila,
talagang
sisipa.
Maasahan.
They get the work done. Maingay lang, ano.
Maasahan. Saka maasahan
talaga. Oh, they deliver. They deliver the news. Mm-hmm. Every day and every night. Tinan mo yung newsroom natin.
Kaya tama, kung walang bakla.
Wala. Hindi matatapos yan.
Teka.
Sabi ko sa'yo.
Pag sinabi bang bakla, discriminatory para sa inyo? Masakit ba tawagin bakla?
Hindi na ngayon kasi like kunyari yung tone of voice naman hindi naman ano eh, di ba? Yung kunyari bading o bakla tapos pero yung sakali bakla, bakla, bakla. Wala naman ng ganyan sa akin kasi mukha naman siguro ko respectable. No? Pero yung iba, meron dati
bayot.
Bading, no? Nakasakay siya sa jeep. Sumbong sa akin yung bading dati. Eh sir, nakasakay ako sa jeep. Tapos may sumabit ng dalawang ano, batang kalye. Sabi sa akin, bakla, bakla, bakla. O, anong sabi mo? Sinigawan ko rin po. Mahirap, mahirap, mahirap. Sabi niya. Huwag ka naman ganyan, sabi ko.
But that's not
kasi inaway ako eh.
But it's not politically right, correct, to say bakla.
Siguro yung tone of voice. Pag, oy, bakla, yung ganyan. Yung pag hindi naman accusing, o hindi naman insulting. Kasi mga babae, di ba, ang daming babaeng bakla. Ang best friends nila, bakla, no? Isa din sa TB5, and, di ba, dami natin mga workers na sa makeup room, no? Sa production, no?
Hindi, pag close na kayo, kaibigan.
Wala, okay, para muna ng kapatid.
Okay lang, di ba, katawag yung bakla. Pero, what's the politically correct Filipino word?
Siguro ano, yung parang mga bagong words, yung bading, o kaya Becky.
Stop.
Anay.
Palit tayo ng ano, battery.
Yan. Okay pala to, ganyan lang, ano, stationary.
What is the politically correct word or Filipino word sa bakla?
Pwedeng ano, pwedeng Filipino word, pwedeng bading.
Bading, okay lang yan.
Becky, ganyan.
Wag lang yung bakla.
Bakla pwede rin, kaya lang loaded kasi yung bakla, marami emotional meaning. So, yung bading parang, ano lang yan eh, yung harmless word. Yung Becky naman yung bago, is the newest word, no? Wag lang berde ang dugo.
Berde na wag
dugo. X-Men, yung mga ganyan. X. I mean pa rin naman yung bading eh. Di ba?
Okay.
O kaya si Rena.
Yung mga joke ko si Rena.
Oo. Mga mythological creatures.
Okay. You were born in a military base in Florida Blanca. So that only means that maybe your father or your mother was in the military service. Sino ba sa kanilang dalawa yung naging?
Father ko.
Your father. Okay. Militar? Army?
Air Force.
Plus
Air Base.
So,
yung F5. Oo, oh, tatay macho. Ko. 5'10". Mukhang police. Parang tatay ni Lord. Di ba yun?
Matapang.
Macho.
Matipunong macho.
Oh, sharpshooter.
Mm-hmm.
At saka martial arts. Luruan nga ako eh.
Paano nangyari yun? Ano nangyari nung nalaman niya?
Nung maliit kami, meron kaming karate. Tapos later sa atin na yun, nag-aikido ako. And then yung mga target shooting, di ba? Yung mga target shooting. Eh, lahat naman yung pinagdaanan ko.
So you went through the motions of trying to prove or proving to your father.
No, I followed me kasi tatay ko naman lang para you can defend yourself later.
Okay. All right. But
I followed him kasi sa amin.
How old were you when you started demonstrating?
Siguro high school. Napagalitan ako. Sabi niya, don't carry your books like this. Carry your books like that.
Okay, so you started showing your father that you had traces of being gay.
Oh, pero sa kanya, sa kanya doesn't matter as long as maybe because he went to law school. Sabi naman ng tatay ko.
Pero alam niya. Alam niya. Oh, amin naramdaman niya.
Ang sabi ng tatay ko, just study hard. That's all you have to do. And then don't let people bully you.
Pero ilan taong ka nung napansin niya? Parang pumipil ang tek tong anak ko.
Siguro, maski grade school naman siguro. Kasi, marunong naman ako mag-basketball, pero mas gusto ko ang volleyball. Tsaka Chinese garters. Although marunong ako mag-basketball.
So, kailan talaga na, kailan mo inamin sa mga kapatid mo? Or na, sino bang?
Hindi ko naman inamin eh. Nag-publish ako ng libro, Ladlad, The Anthology.
Ayun na yun.
The book, oo. So, sa Philippines kasi wala naman.
College ka na, tapos na.
Ano na ako nung teacher? Ano, I came back here.
Teacher na.
Oo, teacher na ako sa Ateneo.
Tagal.
National TV pa yan, ha? Yung aming ang pa-launching ng book.
So walang nangyaring aminan or walang nangyaring one-on-one father-son
talk? Kasi ano
yun
eh, that's a western, parang medyo western. Di ba yung film na Philadelphia, si Tom Hanks, meron pa silang mga announcement. Sa Pilipinas naman, alam na yun ang bading, hayaan mo na si bading. Uh-huh. Basta na mag-aral na mabuti.
Kahit yung nanay mo, hindi mo man lang nakausap?
Hindi, kasi nanay, may kapatid, wala naman sa amin kasing ano eh, no problem.
So hindi kayo,
I wasn't scolded or bullied or beaten up. Sa amin eh, kaya nga so I'm telling people, alam mo, hindi ako napagalitan, hindi ako napalo, hindi ako nabugbog, hindi ako sinabihan. Ang sabi lang, you study hard. That's all you have to do.
How many siblings do you have?
Five.
And
the eldest.
How many boys and girls?
Two boys and three girls.
Two boys and three girls. Four girls.
Three lang.
Okay, so three girls. Tinukso ka ba nila noon?
Ako pinaka matanda eh.
Gulpi.
Sampakin ko sila. Di ba? Ano namang martial arts?
Sampalin mo.
Hindi kaya yung sampalan ni Duterte tsaka ni Rojas, natawa ako. Kasi kami nung maliit, hindi sampalin eh. Sapakin mo talaga. Yung word, bakit sampalan bigla? Nagulat na ako dun.
So how about your... Like growing up, of course, you fall in love. And
then, nung nasa Catholic school ako nung high school, nako, ayan na, pag kunyari, yung aming papalit ng damit, nako, nahuhuli talaga ako. Ay, ayoko silang kasabay. Nadi-distract kasi ako. Uh-huh. So, pinapauna ko yung mga, kasi mga classmate mo naman.
May Malaysia.
O, para walang, manauna na pinapauna ko sila. Tapos, sabi ko na lang, mamaya na ako mabibihis kasi masakit ang tiyan ko, naantok ako. So, ako yung umiiwas para walang, Malaysia.
And did you ever
kasi
question?
Kasi kaibigan mo naman eh.
So, when did you realize that you love men?
Ay, hindi women? Nga. Kasi, meron akong kadate na girl.
Okay.
O, hindi ba? Magulat ka. Pumunta ako sa bahay niya, nakita ko yung kuya niya. Pogi. Nahilo ako. Bakit itong kadate ko, girl? Tapos si kuya niya, napapugihan ako. Nahilo ako, no? Siguro when I studied abroad, no, yung iba naman kasi doon, di ba, wala ka naman ng tatay ko, wala na yung nanay ko.
Tsaka advanced.
I was alone, no? Tsaka doon, tsaka sa ibang bansa, talagang mayroong LGBT group in school. And then may counselor, may psychologist, and LGBT books, may gay books. And this is the UK, no? May LGBT books. Tapos, wala lang sa UK is accepted reality. Dito, syempre, Catholic school pa noon eh. So when I went there, wala naman palang issue rito.
How old were you then? 20 to 20 years old?
27.
So kailan ka unang nagka-crush? High school ka?
High school.
And you still remember that boy?
High school. Hindi ko alam yung pangalan niya. Hindi ko talaga maalala. Dami kasi nila eh. Oh, hindi ko naman classmate yung mga taga lower section. Di ba? Yung mga hindi naman masyadong bright pero maganda yung mukha.
How old were you then? 15?
High school? Mga 15.
15. Oh. Tapos,
15.
Did you question yourself? Why am I liking the same sex?
Oh, nung una lang. Same sex. Oo, nung una. And then I was watching TV shows. Tapos nakikita ko yung mga gays mo sa TV. Si Sandy Garcia. This where nakikita ko si Dolphy. Sandy Garcia. Si Georgie Quezon. Si Babette Villaruel. Hindi naman ako, hindi ko naman gusto maging showbiz reporter. Hindi ko naman gusto maging entertainer. Walang role models na wala namang out na gay teacher noon. Diba? Si Dolphy was playing gay darna.
So, sinong kinausap mo na?
Na
parang friend mo.
When I went abroad, I read book. Ako talaga lagi.
Hindi, matagal na yun. Let's go back to high school. Yung high school
wala,
na.
Wala akong kausap. Wala.
Pero, hindi ka confused?
Noong una lang. Tapos nakita ko, ang dami palang bading sa Metro Manila.
Yeah, I want to understand what goes on inside the mind of a high school.
For example, nung JS prom namin, nakakatawa yung teacher ko, in-assign niya na yung date ko. O ikaw, Danton, ito na ang date mo, ha? In-assign niya na kami lahat para yung bading may partner. Yung teacher namin eh. Parang ikaw nang niyan. Tapos, kasi yung amin namang actually, I had no problems with my classmate kasi wala naman ang bubuli, wala namang, I didn't have a difficult time growing up.
So, kailan mo nalaman na bakla ka? Na talagang, nalaman
mo? College.
At doon mo lang nalaman?
Oo, kasi nga, di ba, when I was seeing this girl, then nakita ko yung kuya niya, ay, bakit gano'n?
So when you were in high school, you were still entertaining
parang
the idea.
Parang crush ko lang sila.
You were still entertaining the idea back in high school na one day you'll get married to the opposite
naman.
Side of the set.
No, I like one girl and two girls, but I like siguro yung crush ko, mga five na boys, mga ganyan. Hindi naman five at one time, no? Parang mas, parang confusing lang siya kasi bakit gusto mo pareho? Pero syempre pag high school, ang high school naman, in our time, no, harmless yan eh. Tulad ngayon siguro, no, nagsisex na sila. No, ano lang yan, yung parang crush mo lang, yung mga harmless crushes na ganyan.
And when,
even in college, wala namang ano yan eh.
And when did you have your first gay relationship?
Sa America, sa America, sa
UK.
Sa UK, oh.
You were 27, mga ganun.
Oo. Oh. Si Stephen, oh, di ba? Hindi S-T-I-F-F-E-N, ha? S-T-E-P-H-E-N.
Nasaan si Stephen ngayon?
Ay, namatay ata si Stephen.
Anong ka namatay?
Ano ba? Ano yung leukemia? Cancer of the blood. Matay na yon.
So first love mo yun.
Oh, yung boyfriend niya sumulat parang pelikulang Tagalog yan, no? December 2010, I got a Facebook message from this gentleman. I didn't know him. I'm sorry to tell you that your friend, you know, Stephen has just died. His boyfriend. I traced your name from the letters kasi meron kaming love letters talaga.
Ah.
Tinago pa. Imagine, my boyfriend kept my letters for the past 20 years.
Kita my goodness.
Naman, Martin.
So, mahal na mahal
ganda ng mga letters ko talaga.
Hey, you're right.
Gusto ko nga bawiin eh. Hindi ko na maalala sinulat ko.
Mm-hmm.
Sabi lang niya, just to tell you that, you know,
passed on already.
Gusto kong kunin yung sulat. Kaya lang, legally, he owns the rights eh. Kasi siya yung
partner.
Oo.
Siya yung,
sabi lang niya na nag-cancer. Cancer.
At a very young age, I suppose.
Oo, kasi ano yun, yung papa rin ata niya. So it's genetic, di ba? Minsan yung cancer. So yun ang aming sa UK. Nagulat ako doon kasi yung mga bakla doon talagang mamacho. Football player pa yung iba.
So, guwapo yung Stephen?
Oo, yung lahat naman, yung iba dun, ano naman eh, parang bus driver, nabading, football player, na yung mga classmates ko, mga talagang mamacho, no? Tapos, dadalhin nila ako sa gay bar, ang dami rin macho, nagugulat talaga ako. Sabi ko, ba't yung bading sa amin, ano?
I could imagine.
Orange ang buhok. Pagdating ko dito, mukha lahat mga ano, mga basketball player, tsaka football player, oh. Iba-iba doon eh. Sa Australia din, di ba? May weather, din. Nagulat.
Pero na ngayon, di ba, sa Pilipinas?
Marami na ngayong straight na acting na bading sa Philippines. Recently, dati wala. O konti lang.
Marami na nga nag-holding hands sa mga malls.
Talaga?
Nagkikis sa harapan mo.
Talaga?
Dami. Dami.
Nagulat din ako dyan. Dati nanonood akong Brokeback Mountain sa Gateway. Nag-holding hands. Sila sabi ng mga kasama ko, tingnan mo yan, kasalanan mo yan. Ay, wala akong kasalanan dyan. Di ba?
So, nasan tayo sa maturity?
Hindi, ngayon kasi, ano na ngayon, 2015, na marami ng gay groups. No, I want to point out, I'm happy that there are other groups. No, I'm happy that there are other LGBT groups. Mm. Kasi some people, yung mga naninira sa akin, they badmouth me. Kiniklaim ko daw na I am the gay spokesman. No, I'm not the gay spokesman. I just had one group.
Yeah.
No? I don't claim to represent everyone. Wala naman akong ganyang claim, no? I don't claim to represent everyone. I just claim to represent my group. And I'm happy there are other groups, no? Focusing on HIV/AIDS, focusing on other issues, no?
So may ganun pa, may mga nagsiservice
pa. Oh, may ganyan din. Kaya, Diyos ko, sa edad kong ito, inaway pa ako. Yung iba naman sabi sa akin, why am I not fighting for same-sex marriage? Ang sabi ko, let's look at this politically. Siguro we'll fight muna for domestic partnership yung sa batas, no? Kasi babanggay mong Catholic Church, matagalan tayo diyan, ano? So you step by step
domestic partnership.
Oo.
And what do you get from it?
Ang ano lang diyan, you get limited rights pa rin, ano? You don't get the full cocktail of rights. Siguro konti pa rin diyan. Hindi pa makukuha yung kumpletong hinihingi ng same-sex marriage.
Like what rights?
Siguro dito yung, kung if you follow the American model, yung the right to inherit property, joint property.
All right, joint property.
Na yan. And the right to adopt, no?
Right to adopt. Tapos yung mga bangko-bangko, ganun.
Joint accounts. And then, kunyari, namamatay na yung isa, next of kin ka, you can decide on what medicine to take o tatanggalin na yung life support niya. Dati is the parents or the siblings. Sa US, pwede na yung
partner. So, take baby steps. Baby steps. And
ako, I believe in baby steps kasi you cannot bump your head against the Catholic Church. Yun nga, because of that, some people tell me, ano daw, yung reactionary, ang bagal-bagal. Evolution naman ng politics, hindi naman yung revolution. Yeah.
Well, you learn as you age that you can't get everything by just going to the streets and shouting.
Oh, because as I said to people, as I tell people, in politics, if you get 50% of what you want, that's okay, you know. When I meet these politicians, sabi ko, you cannot get everything.
So marami nagiselos na your name has become the brand.
Yeah, kasi sila, like, you know, like, I go to an event and this governor and senator, and then, tapos, ako naman kasi pagka, ay, hoy, cheese, ganyan lang. And then, they will come to me and nagbubulong-bulong. I mean, you know, I'm telling you, these friendships were not made yesterday, you know, with cheese and sila, Grace. You know, this friend, like si Mayor Digong Duterte, he in 2010, he volunteered to be our lawyer, no? So, makita mo na yung mga ties na ito, they were not made today kasi election season with Miriam, no? She's been with the LGBT campaign for almost 20 years. Si Cheese, well, si Grace, they've been supporting us, no? LGBT rights. And si Mar, he was my boss before. Si Jojo Bina, you know, he helped us in 2010. So, these people are my ties with them. We're not made today, no? Pero hindi mo naman naabusuhin, di ba? You don't abuse your relationship with the powerful people.
You've come a long way, no? From Pampanga to where you are.
From Pampanga to Reliance Street.
To Reliance and to your name becoming the brand and the go-to guy when there are issues about gays, lesbians, transgender, no? And bisexuals that crop. Parang kung sa toothpaste, Colgate, no? Danton Remoto, siguro nagiselos yung mga tadel. Yung lahat ng media, tayo, media ka, at yung mga stasyon, yung Danton Remoto yung unang lumalabas na pangalan. Kaya ikaw pinupuntaan pagdating sa mga interviews, no? So you've come a long way, and being the first person to fight for the rights officially in a formal setting, no? NGO, no? But before we wrap this interview, I know you're a busy man. Let's go back to your personal life, no? You have a partner now.
Oh, meron. But you know, the more important thing for me now is to write my books, eh.
Not like, your partner?
No, it's okay. Alam mo,
kasi, yun.
No, I've talked to him. Kasi ako ganito, I'm really a writer. And kaya I still teach. Kasi teaching, like in TV, even in TV5, may training na naman tayo. I train the reporters. Teacher talaga ako, no? I'm a teacher. But I also want to write more books, no? People tell me, you've written a lot of books. Like, well, there are so many other books I want to write, no?
Ang dami mong libro binasa. Hindi ko na nga binasa.
No, I have other books. I finished maybe 3 more, no? They're coming out next year. I really write a lot. That's why you asked about my partner. I only see him once a week kasi at home, I live in my condominium alone. So I can write at night. Martin, I have no internet at home. Pinatanggal ko. No cable TV, no internet, no TV. So I can write at night. Kasi, di ba sa office, we're wired. Nasa TV tayo, nasa radio. You know the latest news. Pag uwi ko, ayoko. Parang si Lucy rin, when she comes home, nagbabasa siya ng books in English. Hindi na yung ano... Hindi na yung mass media. No? So, the important thing is to communicate and maybe to write more books.
At the end of this journey of fighting for the rights of the LGBT and writing the books that you want to write and loving the man that you want to love and working in an organization that you want to work for, no? Who would you like to acknowledge or say... Salamat. Thank you.
Well, actually, many people helped me. Like I was telling you, my parents, no, I was never scolded. And then the Jesuit, my Jesuit mentors, no? Ang Jesuits kasi, wala naman pakialam. they just teach well. And then all the places I work in, like Ateneo and the United Nations, no? I really... owe my training in development works, United Nations, and then TB5. When I came to TV5, I don't have a degree in broadcast journalism. Wala talaga akong alam dyan sa pinagagawa natin ngayon. So on the OJT lang po ako talaga dyan. So I'm thankful to that. And to my colleagues in Ladlad, no, in the LGBT groups, no, these are the people I want to thank. And you? for this podcast.
You're welcome. Matagal na dapat to eh, kaso busy-busy ka.
Schedule namin. Ngayon lang talaga.
Dapat tatakbo ka senador, tapos congressman. Tapos I'm glad that you
maybe decided to stay. 2019 na lang, yeah, because this election is very, kita mo naman, nangyayari. They're quarreling with each other.
Two more questions. Kaso hindi naman masyadong ano to, seryoso, but what are the values that you would like to share to our
Nako, you have to work hard. No, that's what my father, because my father was not didn't come from a rich family. Just work hard, you study hard, no. And then you work hard, no? And then you have to value your name. Like in many elections before, politicians would bring money to me. I would turn them down. Not because I'm judging them, no. I just told them, hindi na lang ho, sir, kasi, you know. Because I told my father, sayang naman, we only have one name, no. So just work hard and then keep your name clean.
What is your favorite song?
Ano ba ang favorite song ko? Marami, pero yung sa Charlie Chaplin movie, yung Smile.
Smile. We'll play that song right now.
Smile. Kompleto pa talaga. Marami naman akong favorite. Oh,
smile na lang.
Oh, diba?
Thank you so much for your time. Dato Nimoto, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And hope to have another podcast with you. I'm sure marami ka pang hindi nakikwento sa akin.
Pag nanalo na ako sa 2019.
Okay, so that's our podcast for today. Did I mention this is our 77th Martin's Man Cave podcast? Nasa video pa, no? You can download us for free on iTunes. You can also go to YouTube. You can go to Spreaker. You can go to Podomatic. You can go to our website, www.podcast.ph, and you can watch this for free. My name is Martin Andanar. Thank you for watching, and thank you for listening.
This podcast.ph presentation is supported by Martin Andanar's Homecast Studio and Audio.ph.